special episode, ladies and gentlemen. 1 week till the finale.
You know what that means. We gotta go hard. We went hard last week. We're going hard this week.
Hot takes only.
What are we talking about?
We hate fat people.
Hey. Welcome back to 2D Podcast. Two episodes in a row. Absolute spice.
Immediate disclaimer. I don't hate fat people. But we are talking about the body positivity movement today, ladies and gentlemen. But first, we'll start off with the brew of the day.
Fantastic. Yingling, I'm excited. It looks great.
Yingling Golden Pilsner. Now, I started drinking Yingling more often, believe it or not, as low of a score as it has on here, because I believe it's different out of a out of the tap.
Why are you giving me two beers?
Out of the bottle. Oh, wait.
This guy handed me one, got one for himself, and then handed me another one. Just get the fucking bottle open. This guy is hell-bent on using the other cap.
Wait. If I don't get it open by the time...
Alright, as I'm sitting down, partially cracked.
I already fucked up.
Mine's cracked. His is fucked.
Just give me that.
Just take the fucking bottle open.
Well, I actually cracked
it
open.
It's brought to you by Shamrock. Technically, this entire podcast... Well, since I've gotten the bottle opener, this entire episode... podcast is sponsored by my company, Cap. HR, please don't take that. Cheers, fucker.
I didn't take a sip. Don't worry.
Kind of warmed up a little. That's going to play a factor. It's kind of been sitting in my room instead of fresh out the fridge.
Yeah, but that tastes good.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm never a fan of Yingling, dude.
I don't. I mean, it's just so mid.
It's grown on me so much. I mean, this
is... But this isn't even Yingling.
Well, it's not regular Yingling. It doesn't taste like regular.
Is Yingling usually a Pilsner? Fact check. First of the night. I don't think so. This has a completely different taste. Is... What... All right. What type of beer is a Yingling? Lager. Yeah, exactly.
So this is a Pilsner.
This is a very different taste.
Yeah, but I still taste the Yang.
You're going to have a similar flavor profile in some aspects.
I'm always a bigger fan of Pilsners than lagers.
Like, I wouldn't grab this off the shelf. So you already know where at least I'm going. I have mine. I have mine. Confirmed. Set in stone. I dropped it one more point in my head.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. 6-5.
Close.
It's not far off.
Not far off at all, but...
How far were we off last week? Oh, yeah. That was...
And then what song is this? Okay. So, as Paul said... This is episode 79. That means next episode is 80.
The dreaded finale. Because we're neither of us are like really
hype
college students anymore where we could just go and I mean like I am, but I'm not. Like I mean I wake up and I go to work every day. There's no days where I'm waking up and I have time to chill like aside from the weekends. Like, I'm still going into work early. You go into work early.
We were both wearing orange polos today, which was sick. We're on the same wavelength.
Oh, yeah, that was fire.
Big time FaceTime call.
Although...
But I hear you. Like, it's not as easy now because we can't just get blacked out drunk on a fucking Tuesday and be fine because we don't...
The last few times.
Okay, I was exaggerating.
No, but we had
really... But even splitting a bottle,
That night ended up turning into a shit
exactly,
show.
Like, we're just getting wasted. We know we didn't black out, but we got wasted. I blacked out on the Captain Morgan episode a little.
No. The Captain Morgan and JMO were by far the two worst.
Yeah.
I got ripped. The Captain Morgan the Captain Morgan one is top three most hammered I've been in my life.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
That was crazy. But the JMO episode, that was the only finale I didn't pull the trigger after, which I learned, well, other than the wine, because that was nothing. But all the hard liquor episodes, I pulled trigger afterwards, and I was tired the next morning, groggy for sure, but I didn't have, like, big hangovers. However, I did have a big hangover after the Henny, but...
You pulled trigger?
And I did.
The Henny, I was okay, except... I was okay when I left, and I ended up going out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where shit hit the fan.
Yep.
Like, I ended up going out, and I had, like... the amount I mixed... I mean, you have to think the amount of Henny. Then yeah. It was like, bro...
Yeah, but liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Not when you have, like, cognac and tequila.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. You don't want to mix liquors.
With a mix of Jaeger bombs in there. Mm. I mean, that's...
Jaeger bombs have grown on me, though.
Oh, I love Jaeger bombs.
That's actually pretty fucking phenomenal. But we're not... The other ones. We're not doing Jaeger. Because I would only take the Jaeger bombs. I wouldn't take a single shot of straight Jaeger.
We could do Jaeger bombs, then. Straight Jaeger bombs. Yeah, but no, that's not good.
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot of Red Bull for a like,
finale.
Bro, we should just delay it for, like...
No. Delay what?
The finale so that we could... Oh, no, fuck it. We'll just save it. I want to do that once, though.
What?
Straight Jaeger bombs, pounding them down.
We would have to save that for a weekend. Maybe we'll do that for season 9.
Yeah, just, like, straight Jaeger bombs.
Mm-hmm.
When's that scheduled for? Can you do the math right now?
Season 9.
Season 9 finales. That's got to be the tail end of the
25th finale, or no?
That might be 2023.
Second break, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If all goes well, November 11th.
November 11th
will be the season 9 finale.
Dude, I'm hyped for the World Cup, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. Could you imagine episode 100 we drop on December or January 1st for the 2-year Annie?
It's not going
to work. No, it won't work. It's 3 weeks too soon. But we may delay that week's for the 2-year anniversary special.
Quickly, I want to mention, I'm hyped for the World Cup, man.
Is that happening this summer?
That's happening in, like... It's the first kickoff is like November 20th.
This year?
Yeah. Dude, Black Friday, USA versus England.
Yeah, but that's in Qatar. You're
going to
go?
Homie, no, we're going to the fucking bars.
Just getting fucking
I'm getting
smacked.
Ripped. Go. Fuck off, England. Fuck off.
Nah, so I actually just went to an MLS game last night. Me and a bunch of my work friends, we went out to dinner before.
You
and then saw we saw NYCFC versus Charlotte.
Oh no, you saw that.
Yeah. That was a good game. Charlotte won 3-1.
Well,
lot of young cats, bro. You know, and we had good seats, so I was close, bro. I was like, yo, these kids look super young. I looked up the roster, bro. 25, 23, 21, 19, 20.
I'm pissed about not being able Saturday. So I don't know. You know, Tommy.
Yeah, man.
So Matt got sold back to the MLS.
Really?
To Cincinnati.
Damn.
And he's playing his former team, who he's homegrown from, the Red Bulls, on Saturday at Red Bull Arena. I got invited. Free tickets, but...
Free tickets.
I can't go because I'm going to be in Massachusetts, but...
Fuck!
Fucking, dude, that would be late. He's the second highest paid defender in the MLS now.
Really? How much is he making? 30,000?
Like $1.5 million. He's getting paid good. I think
He
might be getting paid almost as good, if not better, than he did at Chelsea.
Hell yeah. That's fire.
That's fucking...
There's this one kid who I was like, yo, that kid looks so young. He was 21. Benjamin Bender on Charlotte. I was like, damn, like, how much does he make? $85,000 a year.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what... Like,
he was a bench player, though. I was
yeah,
like,
but you still see, I have a kid that his older brother went to high school with me, and I played with him when he was 12 and I was 14. He's starting on the Red Bulls now. He's 19. John Tolkien, J. My Tolkien is what they call him. Bro, he's living well for a 19-year-old, dude.
Yeah.
For 19...
Obviously. I mean, he's a starter. He definitely makes
six figures. No, I don't know if he's making it yet.
You can look
once
it up.
Once he gets an extension. No, because he's still on, like, the classic homegrown, you know? But I don't think he's re-signed yet. Because normally when you start on your homegrown contract, you make like dirt, you know?
What's his name?
John Tolkien.
John T-O-L-K.
I-N.
I-N. Salary. 100. Flat.
It's pretty fucking good for a 19-year-old.
For a 19-year-old, way better off than I was.
That's yeah, but also, like, crazy. Think about it this way, dude. If you're, let's say someone who's your age in the MLS, like, you have to think, what are they doing? Like, if they're not, like, getting at least six figures, like, is it really worth it in the end? Yeah, it's cool, like, and you could do your own, I think it's only worth it if you're doing something on the side, like a side business or side something. Because if you're just
but how playing, can you can't have a side business if you're a full-time
you can.
Professional athlete, so,
you know those guys who have, like, YouTube channels or they do,
something like that. Okay.
Like, that's a way
to... A side hustle. Either that or real estate because, you know, that's a good boost.
That's the other thing.
Because you got, like, so many benefits, you're actually taking in a majority of your base salary because of all of the bonuses and... advertisement, jersey sales, shit like that.
But it's not that crazy in the MLS.
I know.
You know? It's not that crazy.
You'd think that's crazy, but somebody gets paid $2,000 for a fucking video for the marketing team, you know?
That's part of their contract, I feel. They don't get paid extra. Like, if they do endorsements, yeah.
No, I mean, like, let's say, like, some sort of, like, not just the team. But, like, somebody wants to come in and, like, interview them. I'm sure they get paid for their time.
No. I don't think so. I think it's part of your contract to have to do, like, media stuff for the team.
Maybe certain ones are there forced to do it. But, you know, if some random news channel wants to come in and do, like, where he came from.
It's episode. MLS, so you're not getting paid, like... that much.
I know, but what I'm saying is that those types of things cover the expenses. So that 100 grand, which ends up probably being around 70 after taxes, that's like, you know, they can use that for whatever they want.
Fuck, man.
Regardless. I don't know. Speaking of soccer, the boys are starting up.
Yeah, let's pull up the schedule.
Last episode, electric. Being at the house. Love being back with the boys.
Yeah, it was good.
The room got ungodly hot. The soccer house has turned to shambles.
No, it's a shit show.
It's a fucking shit show. The AC doesn't work.
The AC works. It's just that
it doesn't blow cold air. What do you mean?
No, Caden got it fixed in the main room. Like, it didn't work, and then they fixed it.
I thought it broke again.
No,
fixed. I don't think so. Whatever. Whether it's fixed or not, something was fucked up because that room was hot as fuck.
No, because we shut off the AC in
the still, the AC if the AC works, it should go to the house. Do you know how HVAC works?
Yeah.
All the ducts are connected. So if one part of the system is working, the whole system is working.
I don't know what the fuck was
it. It's broken.
All right, so...
They're playing.
Let's run through the schedule.
I remember seeing it, but I can't remember exactly who they play.
First six games are away.
All of them are away?
Number one, Drexel at JMU. Number two, JMU.
At JMU? Yeah. Oh, they're having like a tourney?
Yeah, it's like a doubleheader. And then JMU is after that. So Drexel, they kick off in 1 week, and then JMU is after that.
The day after?
No, the 25th and then the 28th is JMU.
So they're saying
that's a sick road trip, dude. Fucking, why didn't we get to do that?
Yeah. When my freshman year, we did FAU.
Yeah, that's one other team. That's fucking sick, dude. We didn't do shit.
We did like a first season tournament between three teams. It was tough.
Well, then after that, away at UConn.
Fuck! Sorry, boys.
And then, away at LaSalle. That's standard. That's away at Villanova.
Damn.
And then away at Ryder.
I think we come out of the first six games 4-2. That's my prediction. Dude, did you not see those golden goal highlights?
I saw Bodo chatting.
Bodo chirping. Yeah, bro.
Classic, dude. Classic. I mean...
He was saying the same shit he always does.
Sometimes those... Part of you always thinks to yourself, like, fuck, man. Like,
I wish I was I back kinda,
yeah. Yeah, I wish I was there. Because I could have been.
Golden Goal is fantastic.
I could have been.
Yeah.
You know, but...
You checked out.
We're on to bigger things. Yeah, I was checked out for a long time.
Exactly.
Like I remember this time next year, last year I was already saying like,
I don't want
to
do it.
It's time for me to retire.
Yeah.
Not because like I didn't. I just had in my head.
You knew it was coming though. Yeah. And then I feel like, bro, you did your time, and you honestly, you have to focus on work. The job, you're getting paid a good amount of money. Yeah,
I gotta do. I gotta work. I gotta work.
You have to do it. And at some point, you gotta realize, you know. What's there for you?
And one's going to be that, like, one's your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other's fucking...
It's, yeah.
The other's just, like, a hobby. You know? And it's a tough pill to swallow sometimes. I think it was easier for me to swallow because I have so much going on outside of school. Like, I never... You have to think, like, realistically, like, I was never... I always had shit going on away from school because I lived off of campus, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many people we know
who, like... It's a different vibe off campus, too, especially. Yeah, it makes you not want to stay as much.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we never announced what the drink we're doing for the next episode is.
Oh, for the finale? Well, yeah. It's going to be... you want to say it? I don't know.
So, we've done tequila, done cognac, done vodka, done rum... Done whiskey, done wine, did all the beers, and we're thinking, you know, where do we go? I'm not doing scotch. I'm not doing bourbon. Not yet, maybe. Bourbon is just too much still. So where do we go? What are the category do we go to? And we thought, you know, we don't have to do that. What if we just go back to one of the categories? What if we go back to our first category? And maybe we just keep going through the cycle. With different brands, and that's how we accumulate. Maybe we throw in the bourbon.
Well,
when we have a little bit more hair on our chest.
The bourbon could slide. No, I'm not doing rum again, bro. No way in hell.
We could just do a better rum.
No, I'm.
Dude, like a rum like this.
I gotta slide in. No, you know what I want to. I want to slide.
A rum like this. This is the best rum I've ever had, and I still have some. This is my 21st birthday present.
Yeah, but I want to like.
Havana Club Selección Maestros.
All right, do we want to announce this though? This is
yeah.
All right, we're doing. It's basic, dude. We're doing Jack Daniels.
Back to the basic.
We're doing basic, but I don't know that discussion will cross that bridge.
Exactly.
I dread these finales now.
I don't. I look forward to them. Gives me a little bit of spice to look forward to.
Oh.
When are you getting back from Massachusetts?
Sunday.
I might call out Monday.
What, I'm supposed to call out Monday, bro? I can't do it.
Why not?
I just can't.
Just going to work. It ain't no problem. Let's plan a day to call out during the week.
Do like midweek sometime. No, let's do like, we'll do Thursday into Friday. Because then you come in hungover Friday, it's like, okay, I can do it.
It's just the last day, then the weekend. All right, I'm about it. We will be doing Jack Daniels. And now it is time. You know what I honestly hate? Not fat people. I hate fat people who are pick-me fat people.
That's a good way to put
it. Fat people who...
I was wondering where you're going with this.
...treat their obesity as some sort of character trait. And more importantly... Something that they have no control over. Some of them have misconstrued their minds and made themselves to believe that they retain weight or they're big boned and XYZ.
Or their metabolism all this, slowed the metabolism, down.
All this bullshit. You know why your metabolism slowed down? It's from all those fucking donuts, you fat piece of shit.
That's gotta be a snippet.
I'm telling you. Like, how do you think you got to this point? You think your metabolism was shit your whole life?
So I actually had a discussion. My professor was talking about this in class. And he was saying that it's bullshit.
It's
all
bullshit.
People talk about metabolism. Because actually, scientifically, your metabolism in between the ages of 20 and 60 really doesn't slow down all that much. Like, it doesn't slow down.
On average.
It doesn't. Like, unless you fuck up your chemicals so bad because you're eating fucking, like,
shit. Sugar. When
you're downing shit.
No vegetables. Now,
here's the problem, right?
Burger King.
Let's just talk about, okay, just the fat in general. Anyone who says they can't control their weight, bullshit. You could get on a fucking diet, like a real diet, right? Start working out and be... It takes discipline, right? You really get disciplined. You could lose fucking weight. Anyone can do it. We know you see results when you fucking get on a fucking diet program and you stick to it. You don't cheat. It's not like, oh, well, you know, we have donut day on Thursday, like, and I shovel down fucking 4 donuts down my throat, you know? Or like, oh, you know, like, but what about, like, the weekend? Like, and they go out and they fucking drink, you know, however much
hella they drink, beers.
You know, like, and I'm guilty of that, too.
Yeah, but you counteract your heavy drinking or your shit-eating days with a healthy lifestyle in general. You're still athletic. You still you don't work out, but you... You play soccer a lot.
Yeah, I've been slowing down during the summer.
Yeah, but still, you know, you go.
No, did I tell you what I did Saturday?
That's what I was trying to say. You have an active lifestyle.
Quick note, sorry, before we go, because this is a good... If we're touching Saturday, I swear I did the hardest workout. No, 4 years of college soccer, my legs have never felt like this in my life.
Dead ass? But you're also getting older.
No. 20-mile bike ride.
Not hard.
On the hills.
Like, that's hard.
Dude, hills, 20-mile bike ride.
That's a leg burn.
My coaches, like my old coaches, I went with them. They invited me. Bro, I kid you not. Because these dudes have like the racing road bikes that you get cleats.
Tree trunks for legs.
You use cleats and they stick in. So like instead of just pedaling down, you pull up and down. Up. So it's a lot easier. And also, like, it's a skill. Like, there's a way to change the gears while going up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
I have never felt like that in my life.
That was it? Just 20-mile hills?
20 miles of... No, 17 miles. We stop at a coffee shop. And then, dude, the last 3 miles, straight incline to the point where... I have a video on my phone. My coach took a video of me. He thought it was funny. Bro, my legs started cramping on the last fucking hill. Like, I had to get off my bike. And it was like the walk of shame.
That's crazy.
Dude, I've never felt like that in my life. I swear I've never felt like that.
That was insane.
But you see, I do that shit because I don't want to get fucking fat.
Exactly.
That's
why. Like, don't get me wrong. There are some times where I'll fucking crave fucking a whole bag of chips, fucking I'll go to Dunkin' and have some donuts, I'll have this, that, and the other. But if, let's say, I have a really bad day, 9 times out of 10 the next day I eat very little, but I'm still working out. So it's for me, it's just about being smart and realizing when you have something that is bad for you, you should not necessarily don't do it. Like, I don't like, you know, I'm not, I hate when I used to go on a paleo diet. Right, basically what they had is cavemen, you know, no bread, no grains, no wheat, no that's kind of the main thing.
So you just eat fucking meat and vegetables.
You're not really supposed to have any beans, no beans, stuff like that. And I was always just in a bad mood. Bro, I was like that for maybe 4 months. The first time I broke my diet, I had pasta, and it tasted so weird. Like, the texture of the pasta in my mouth, like, I forgot it. Because, you know what I did? My mom made me zucchini pasta or squash pasta, which she'll cut strands and, like, cook that and use that as, quote-unquote, pasta instead of real pasta. So the first time I had it, like, the texture was so, like, chewy and like, it was, the taste was crazy. And, like, I started getting in a better mood. So, like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, food makes people happy. That's kind of why the biggest reason.
It's a comfort.
Yeah, like, that's exactly.
It's like nicotine.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, yeah, we're sitting here. Never mind. So, basically, like, it's a comfort thing. You do it because you love it. and it makes you happy. But some people get carried away and they start using it as a getaway, right? You're upset about something, you eat.
Yeah, it's like a...
You're angry, you eat.
Coping mechanism.
Exactly. It's a coping mechanism, right? And that's when you have... That's when you start going down the bad road.
Start eating comfort food.
Exactly. So my whole thing is this. You know, I don't necessarily care that people are fat, like I said at the beginning, right? If you're fat and you own it and you don't give a fuck, like, you're like, bro, I fucking love food. Like, I don't care how I look. You know, some people don't, you know.
Go ahead, die when you're 40 from a heart attack.
Maybe. But listen, if they don't give a fuck, you know, it is what it is.
That's your life. Yeah, it's your life. You could decide to do it. That's absolutely fine.
But as a consistent thing that you've heard on this podcast, a reoccurring statement, do whatever you want to do, but just don't throw it in my goddamn face. Yeah. Don't fucking do it. That's when you cross the line. When I have my whole life, you know, been heard, oh, you know, modeling is hard. Like, it's like everyone's like, oh, you just have to be pretty to model. Like, no, like, they do some fucked up shit to look the way they are. You know, they have to starve to be a certain amount of bony, you know, all this shit. Like, they don't have amazing lives and they have to really work for it. It's not just as easy as having a pretty face. But now these fucking fat fucks are getting insecure, saying, oh, that's an unrealistic body image. I will say, actually, I don't want to get too carried away. Their approach is that they think it's an unrealistic body image for women, which it is, right? Because they have to do all this bulimic shit in order to get the way they are. That they don't want the young kids looking at that as the standard of beauty and thinking that they have to do those same things to be considered beauty. I get that. I get it. But you don't then go and turn around and try to say that and try to make a fat model a standard of beauty.
Yeah.
Because now it's almost like you're saying that that is okay, right? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you have to be like, I personally haven't really seen, like, obese. Like, there are plus size, you know, which makes sense. You want to feel like, okay, well, if I'm a bigger person and I'm shopping, I want to see somebody wearing a piece of clothing that looks like me. I get it. But, you know, why is that being pushed to the front?
Yeah.
And trying to make it, like, this big movement?
This is if we're talking, like, if people are so scared of COVID-19, you should be scared of obesity. Because obesity is the real problem in the United States. You know? Like, that... We're talking... This is not to mention, like, the point you're making, but... Because I want to touch on that, too. But we're talking, like, they're promoting unhealthy lifestyle.
Exactly.
So that's where it becomes a problem. It's like,
like, it's okay. Put it up in your stores.
Yeah, no, I
in the big section or some shit like that.
I understand there has to be those things. I get it.
Front page? What are we doing?
No, it's like you shouldn't, because there's a reason why there's certain models that are the standard, because their models are meant to be like perfect to a certain degree. Visually pleasing to look at.
Exactly.
And this is where the problem comes in.
It's disrespectful for them.
All right. Yeah, this is another thing.
Disrespectful.
It's disrespectful to these women who have worked their ass off
so that they could
be on the front cover of things and get paid to do something like this for a living, because it is a job.
And then
this
fucking
then this fucking mammoth.
Exactly. Walks
up and starts fucking dressing up in a bikini and then saying, like, okay, this is the standard now. Is a
I
problem,
should be seen too. Right?
And then this is the biggest issue I have with it. When they start saying, like, oh, well, the only reason why men are attracted to like good bodies is because that's been the standard.
No.
You know, because that's what's marketed. So they believe that, like, oh, if they advertise plus size women more, that men are going to be more into plus.
In fact, it makes it more grotesque for me.
It's not visually appealing for me to look at a fucking elephant
on a magazine. Fucking barn, you cow.
If you like, it's seriously, like, we're talking like, Like, they're legitimately putting on, like literally mammoths onto these...
It's bad, no? I've seen some. It's really bad.
Like, this, like, fucking...
I feel like Lizzo is such a big proponent of it, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, I just... It's like... Why do we accept such a massive person? You know, and act like it's okay.
And guess
she's like 400 pounds.
And I'm sorry. Yeah, it works.
That's
for men.
Not
it
healthy.
It works for men too. It works for men too. The problem is that men oftentimes don't complain as much. Yeah, they're probably self-conscious, but I feel like men oftentimes are more driven to fucking.
No way. This is public knowledge. 260? Fuck out of here. She's definitely 300. Look at this.
See, maybe like, that's
slimmed,
like...
Okay,
that's like,
apparently she slimmed down a little. She's been working
like
out.
That's like a... Like, you see, that's good.
That's
and
good.
You know what?
I take back everything I said. Good job, Lizzo. But this?
Like, that's a
300.
Problem.
That's a problem.
Look, how Lizzo lost 50 pounds. Good for her. Thank God, dude. Because it's not good. We shouldn't promote people, like, on their way, like...
Maybe this says how much she was
who
before.
Are literally on their way to, like, heart disease, you know? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, 308. That's what I thought. She was.
What is she before and after? Let's
and
see
then
this.
The
let's
one,
see this,
the 260 now.
Let's see this picture right here. Yeah, you could see a
you
difference.
See, especially her face.
You could see
a pretty big change in her face.
I mean, that's good, dude.
And in
because,
her belly.
Because it's hard. It's not, and I understand it's not easy when you get to that level of weight, but, like,
mass.
At a certain point,
at
like,
that point, it's not
you,
weight. It's
you
just
gotta,
mass.
You gotta do something about it, though. Like, there's people, like, and I'm glad there's certain people who like find the motivation within them to like change and become better and really like just get kind of take control of their lives again, because it's just so much when you're fit and you're healthy, you feel good. That's why I don't mind when like. To be honest, like, I see, like, these bodybuilders, like Hattie, you know Hattie and Eunice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind these dudes posting it because, like, it motivates kids
and
people to, like...
Want to do
like,
better.
Want to do better. Want to, like, get in the best shape of their lives because you
it's
feel
also
fucking
a thirst
good.
Trap, but... We'll,
no,
we'll,
it, no, granted it is,
we'll
but
leave that
also,
alone.
Like, at the same time, like, those people, like... I mean, they make money off it. Good for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, that's another aspect, but really, is it a bad thing? Like... What they're doing? No. Like, think about it. They're promoting people to be their best selves, look the best they can, and then what do people see from... What's the negative effect that that has on your life? That it's discomforting? That it's hard? What does that create? It creates discipline. That has a positive effect in all aspects of your life.
They're trying to
and
say
then,
that,
and
like,
then,
bodybuilders shouldn't
not,
be promoting
not,
themselves like that because of the same reason
as
we talked about for the models, right? I will say, you know, a lot of these, similar to the way, you know, it's not accurate for models to be the standard because they have to do shits to make themselves look a certain way. Same things for these bodybuilders.
Yeah,
they're using supplements. They're using steroids, trends.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
All
but...
this shit. So that's, even if, you know, you see that and it motivates you to want to work out more... Unless you take some of those supplements,
you're not going to get to that level. But at the same time,
it could be discouraging.
But here's the thing, though: if you follow the same routine that those guys do, right? Let's just say working out every day consistently, right? Nonstop eating right. You may not achieve their level, but you're going to make significant jumps.
You're
going to
see improvements,
and you're going to and if you compare yourself to yourself. Right?
That's
and
what
you, start,
you should be
that's
doing.
That's what you should be doing. Look, all right, I may not look like Hattie right now, but I damn sure look better than I did a year ago, you know, or 2 years ago, or 3 months ago, you know, or a month ago. I look way better. I feel way better, right?
And that's
you
another
know?
Thing.
And
it's
I feel
overall,
committed.
It's overall feelings and longevity.
And you can't, yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You can't tell me that what, like, the difference is that one side of it, they're promoting something that, like, if you just disregard your health completely, I mean, your life's gonna be fucking miserable at a certain point. Like, do you see some of these people, like, on My 600 Pound Life or whatever? Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not saying everyone's going to be like that. They can't even get up from couches. But, like, we're talking, like, at a certain point, like, these people are getting, like, heart attacks at 35, 40 years old. Like, that's not... You can't tell me that that's like, oh, we should promote that. We should say that that's okay, because it's not okay. It really isn't okay to be fat. Let's be honest. Like, and I understand there's certain people who have a thyroid problem or whatever where they can't stop gaining weight or so, but that's not, a lot of times that's induced by unhealthy habits. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the problem. Like, I understand there's autoimmune disorders, etc., whatever, but
liposuction.
Well, that too, but at the like there, at a certain point you though, gotta you gotta eat healthy and take control of your life.
Yeah, but at some point, like, it does go beyond just being able to work out. Like, on those My 600 Pound Life episodes, the majority of them have some sort of surgical procedure, because there's a lot of other effects when you get skinny that you don't really think about until it happens. For instance, the excessive skin.
Yeah.
Right? Because their skin has been so stretched out, right? Skin is very elastic, right? You know, I can pinch it, I can pull it, and it'll go back to its same shape. Right, but even with me, I have a few stretch marks because I shot up in middle school. I went from 5'7", 175 to basically 6 foot, 175. Right, I maintained weight and grew about like 5-6 inches over the course of a year and a half. So I have some stretch marks on my back, right? But in reverse, if you are 600 pounds and then all of a sudden you get a bunch of surgery, and you know, you bring that down, that skin isn't gonna be able to retract, because all of a sudden it's going from like a 60 inch circumference to a 35 or a 40 inch circumference, like that. So you need to have skin removed and
It makes sense. I get that, but at the same time, you know, like, there's on the My 600 Pound Life or whatever, it still takes commitment. Like, there was the two sisters, the one fucking sister, like, took control, right? Mm-hmm. She started working out, because you have to reach like a certain weight to like be able to get the surgery, right? So she worked out, she started fixing her diet, whatever, and she made weight. She was able to. Her other sister, on the other hand, was like, kept cheating, all this shit, ended up gaining more weight, and now that sister's like in the fucking hospital, right?
Yeah, there's so many health problems
other one's seeing significant health improvements. Got the surgery, looks way better, feels way better. She's like, I don't want to stop, you know? And things make it, you know, David Goggins. Look up David Goggins.
No, I know David Goggins, yeah.
No, but look up his
pic. Who's going to carry the boats?
No, he's got the funniest video. Sometimes he makes me fucking crack up.
That guy's got so many crazy stories about him.
He's like, he's the most nutty motherfucker. But this is like a good, I think his.
What's the video I'm looking up?
No, this is it. Look up David Goggins, 3 a.m. This is fucking gold.
Just a minute long.
Yeah. Turn this up here.
Hello, everybody. It's Groundhog's Day again for David Goggins. If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person inside. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person inside. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker.
That
I'm
energy, bro.
It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality.
This is it, right there.
Better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
Go back. I want to hear that quote again. I want to hear that. You don't get better by...
You get better by coming out here. A little... What those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch.
The daggone.
You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every day.
He says daggone. But he says, getting the fuck after it. Who the fuck is this guy? Catholic.
That gone day. Stay hard.
Stay hard. Dude, you see that though? That's the thing. It's not about the push-ups. It's what it does for your mentality. That's the thing. That's the key that we're focusing on here that I think is important. It builds discipline. When you start doing these things, when you take control of like your life from a physical perspective, it changes your mentality completely. When I was in, it was like the middle of winter and I was waking up before, I didn't have to be up. I was waking up every day to, Jacob was on here, like he had his own fitness thing going.
Yeah.
And he did his like hit classes at 6:30 a.m. I was waking up like 5:45 every morning, right? Every morning, nonstop. And I'm telling you this, I felt like shit, like a little, like first day I was like, fuck,
yeah.
Do I really want to do this? But then like I did it and I felt good after. Then mm-hmm. the second day I was like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. Like get out of bed. By like week two, I was getting routine. Out of bed fine. And it was like, and like I was dude, tired, but I was going. Nothing
better than working and, out and in you the go morning,
and
bro.
You get it done. And I would walk outside. And it was, you know, cold out. You
feel great.
7:30 a.m. And I was wired. And I felt so fucking good. Meanwhile, I would have been in bed till like 8 p.m. No, 8 a.m. Sorry. 8 a.m., like 8:30 a.m. Yeah. For 9 o'clock wake up. Or no, 9 o'clock work. Instead, sleepy. I was getting home, showered, got ready.
Breakfast.
And I was ready to fucking go.
That's you what know? I'm saying, bro.
And you just feel different. You're ready to tackle the day. You don't feel groggy. You don't even... I swear to God, I swear if you do like a good workout every morning, you don't need a morning coffee. I shit you not. You don't need a morning coffee. Yeah. I kid you not.
Listen, that's what I always say. Like, right now, my life, like, I stay up late. So, I go to bed around midnight every night. So I usually only get 5.5 hours of sleep because I'm waking up at 5:30, 5:45 to get to work at 7. So I always would prefer to go to the gym prior to work, but unfortunately, I can't. Yeah. I would have to be at the gym at 4, done at 5:30. Nah, I'd probably have to be at the gym at 4:30, be done by 6, shower at the gym with all my shit, and then head straight to work to be at work before 7. So if I wanted to do that, I would have to be up at around 3:30 every morning. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
David
fuck
Goggins,
that.
Though.
But yeah, David Goggins up at 3 a.m. But here's the thing. I would have to go to bed at like 8 or 9.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. What if I did, like... You know what I was thinking? What if I did a challenge where I was up at, like, 3:30 a.m. every morning?
That's what Mark Wahlberg does.
Yeah, just wake up...
And The Rock.
Just, like, wake up 3:30 a.m. and just fucking grind, you know? Like, just work out, like, complete. I feel like if I did that, I feel like it would be, like think about it. You get up, right? You begin your workout at, like, 4. You finish up like 5:30. You're done by 5:30. You shower up 6 a.m. You know, like...
Clutch. Bro, you feel great.
You feel great. And like, you get to work. By the time you're at work, your day, you're already like 3.5 hours into your day.
Yeah, the best part is I'm done at 3:30 and I don't have to go to the gym after I get home. Because that's exactly. And the you, worst and then,
so then,
ever. Trying to find the motivation so then, to go to the gym after a long day's at work.
Yeah, so then
it's so hard.
Think about it this way. You get home now you get home at 3:30 and your day's done. You
know? I could do whatever the fuck I want.
Four, yeah. You get home, your day's done. And you can just chill out. And then going to bed at 8 really isn't that all that bad.
It's bad you know? When fucking Juan pulls up at 11 o'clock with all his boys.
Well, yeah, here it's impossible.
That's what I'm saying. If I want to do that, I need to live in my own house. Because that's when I start my life. My real life.
When you get out.
When I isolate, I lock down, and it's just me, Andrea, and the world.
Dude, imagine, no, if I moved, okay, well, that's not disclosed on the podcast. But you know what we were talking about earlier?
Yes.
If I was gone, bro, that's where I lock in, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That's where you lock. Because you're nobody's around to fucking mess with you. You could do whatever you want. You have no obligations.
Think about it. Think about it. It's not like I'd be like. It's not like you're alone. Like my situation. It's not like I'd be alone. Like, and like I'm a phone call away from going somewhere.
Yeah. I'm alone, cannot be reached. Alone.
I could, like, cut people off just fucking...
That's what I'm saying.
Like, just, like, grind.
I hate it, but, like...
You'd hate it, but you'd become addicted to it.
If you want... I've learned... If you want to be... I mean, obviously, there's exceptions, but... If you want to be... successful, right? You have to work hard early so that you can relax later. Instead of relaxing early and then having to bust your ass later and put the pieces together, right? You know, I say that. In college, I went off, right? I got a crazy college resume, so I'm not really one to base that off of. But, I mean,
You work, too. No. You work, too. Don't say, like... Because there's people who, like... There's bookworms who got the same fucking... resume that you did minus all the fucking fun you had.
No. I'm talking about, like, if I were to write my college resume, I'm putting NJIT soccer, I'm putting TEEK, I'm putting chemical engineer, like, all of that is my resume. So I'm including all of it, right? Not everyone has my resume. Grinded. Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I have a lot of fun as well. So what I'm trying to say is now, and I'm pretty sure if you asked any of my friends, they would all just say that I'm whipped, and that's why... I've been, like, distant, but in reality, I've just become so focused in my work that the only real free time that I have, I'm just spending it with my girlfriend, you know? And I do go out, but it's very, very occasional. I might hang out with my friends once or twice a month.
Yeah, bro, it wasn't like me. I was gone.
Otherwise, I am not... existent.
No, I realize I gotta stop
because, like, I'm just focused and I'm grinding. No, I don't want to go out and spend all this money and do all these different things. I want to save my money.
That's such a huge
I want to save when now I so that I can afford going on vacation with my fucking girlfriend for a week and not having to fucking bug my parents for money. I could do that on my own accord, right? And I have the time because I busted my ass at work.
Nothing beats the feeling of going somewhere, spending, and not having a worry.
Nothing feels better than blowing a fuck ton of money, bro. Nothing feels more...
Rewarding.
Rewarding. Nothing. That just I can fucking sit here and drop bands on fucking furniture if I want to, on a whole new wardrobe if I want to, on a fucking vacation if I want to, on my girl if I want to. You know what I'm saying? Not like the fact that I can do that on my own.
Yeah, but you also
this conversation, by the way, has taken a complete turn.
Yeah, because we're talking about, like, motivation. And
exactly,
mentality.
But yeah, okay.
But that's what it all relates back to. I
mean, exactly.
I'm not gonna piggyback off what you said. I'm just gonna relate it back. Like, the thing is, sometimes it just takes, like, it takes tough decisions to make progress. It takes discipline to make progress. Like, it's not easy for I'm taking my FE on September 7th.
Good luck.
I need
you talk to Tristan?
No.
Talk to him. He passed it.
Zach passed it too, and you know what he told me?
What?
He said he overstudied. I said, I don't give a shit. I'd rather overstudy than understudy. Yeah. And I'm going, and you think it's easy for me? I get invited now because the you know, like, I was going out. Every group chat I'm in, oh, what are you doing? My phone goes off like 100 times while I'm in here. You know, like, what's going on? What are we doing? What are we doing tonight? What are we doing? We going golfing? We going this? Are we going go stop at Blue 42? Whatever. The cliff. Nah, like, bro, I got to lock in. And I got to lock in for a couple months. And it's not easy. But I realized that when I lock myself in and I don't go out and I discipline myself, really discipline myself, that's where you make the most progress, and that's where you get the most done.
Mm.
That's when you're the most productive. It's not easy to do it. It takes tough decisions.
But that's the thing. These fucking people have decided that for them, it's easier to bitch and complain and fight for acceptance
about society's standards
rather than busting their ass and becoming healthy.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying everybody's got to have a six-pack. I'm not saying everyone's got to go for the to the gym 2 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what I'm saying. But you get out, you exercise, you make better decisions as to what you're eating, because what every fucking trainer will tell you is, if not more, 80% of your body is created in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Only 20% or less comes from actually working out.
Yeah.
You can bust your ass at the gym every fucking day, but if you go home and you eat like shit, you're not going to see any results. So again, to your point, you bring up it's hard, it's difficult. I have difficulty with consistency, right? I'm healthy, I'm athletic, right? I'm definitely above the average person. Right. Yeah. But even I have troubles with consistency and motivation. So I could see where they're coming from. But I'm not going to turn around and try to just be complacent. Right. I know in my heart of hearts that I can get better and I should get better and I should be more consistent. Right. But shit happens. Right. Work, all that stuff. Sometimes I can't. But for these people to sit there, completely reject the idea that they're unhealthy. Right. And try to say that this is okay. What their main point against the models with the whole it's a bad body image and kids shouldn't see that, they're feeding right into it. It's hypocritical.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, you can't be telling these young kids it's okay to look like this, because it's not. And you know what this all stems from? This whole fucking society of not trying to offend anybody, right? We need more bullies. Yeah. I'm gonna say it. We need bullies.
Yeah, back in the day.
That's what's gonna get you fucking put in your fucking place.
What built our parents' generation was like people like having to deal with that shit. Like,
and people are gonna say, oh well, bullies cause people to fucking kill themselves. I'm not talking about the kid who gets beat up at home and comes to school and beats the shit. I'm not talking about that type of bully. I'm talking about the bully in your friend groups, bullying if you wanna call it, who's gonna call you out on stupid shit. Right? You fucking come to school wearing the same goddamn fucking pants 6 days or 5 days a week. You should get called out for it. Because that's fucking stupid. Have some fucking respect for yourself. If you're coming into fucking school every day.
Granted, we get it. There's fucking poor people.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. There's exceptions, I know. But you come in every day to school. You get your fucking Twinkies. You get your fucking bag of fucking chips. You have this. You ask everybody for their food at fucking lunch. All this shit. You should get fucking called out for it, and you should get made felt bad for it. You know why? Because that's the only thing that's going to change their mind. Because right now, all they're seeing is it's okay to be fat. It's okay to be fat. Look, there's fat size models. Even the highest tier of beauty is filled with fat shits. You know, so it's okay to be like that. So these kids become more accepting, and then that leads them down a path of unhealthiness. To your point that you brought up earlier, right? These people have an increased chance of heart failure. Why? Because they're fat.
Yeah, and they don't take care of themselves.
They don't take care of themselves, right? They're going to have so many more cardiovascular problems than the average person. And you want your kid to do that? Why? So he can have a couple more donuts? Give him that donut once a week. One donut. Yeah.
Exactly. You don't need
to... You give it to him.
You could give it... And that makes a donut more rewarding to us. But if you mentally train a kid to just get what he wants.
Whenever he wants.
Yeah, whenever he wants.
Or
it's
she.
A lack of discipline.
Equality.
Lack of discipline, right? And then they can't handle not having that. And they lose responsibility from taking care of themselves. They don't have responsibility over... They don't feel a sense of responsibility to make sure that they're in good shape. And
but that's all, yeah, because piggybacking off of that, right? So they grow up with this sense of not giving a fuck. When they become dependent, how are they going to know what the right choices to make are?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, as a kid, my parents gave me sweets. I was able to have fucking unhealthy foods.
Right?
Have unhealthy foods, right? But they taught me, and I was forced to eat healthy foods because that's what they implanted. So when I grew up, right, I kind of feel bad when I eat like shit because I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done all that, you know? When I, you know, and I'll have a whole bag of fucking chips. That's my, like, what's it called? My something temptation, my...
Guilty pleasure.
Dude, you're killing everything I can't remember today. You're hitting everything today. No, I love it. He's got like four of them.
It's because I haven't been drinking at all this week. That's why.
He's sharp.
I'm sharp.
So my guilty pleasure, I'll have a whole family-sized bag of chips. Fucking Hers sour cream and cheddar, sour cream and onion, fucking Sun chips. I'll fucking dog the whole bag fresh, family-sized. I feel like shit after.
Yeah.
You know? And the next day, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have done that. And you know what? I don't eat a lot the next day. And when I do eat, I make sure that it's healthy.
Yeah.
That's the
difference.
That's the difference.
Because you've built...
But if I... Yeah, because I have that background. I have that teaching of that's not okay to look like this. And if you do... If you eat a certain way, you're going to look like this.
Yeah.
So I now know that on my own, as I'm independent now, that if I were to... I could go have fucking Burger King and McDonald's every day. Every day if I wanted to. And it would probably be cheaper than if me going to the grocery store, right? Or me getting Uber Eats from a restaurant, you know? I could, but I'm fucking smart. And granted, I've grown up with a very athletic lifestyle, right? Going my whole life playing soccer as a kid and different sports, basketball, right? And then playing Division I soccer, being around very, very smart people as far as physical trainers, physical therapists, nutritionists, strength and conditioning coaches. So I have a lot of knowledge, right? So that may put me at an advantage. But it's so accessible. You go on Google, you go on YouTube, you just look up things. A lot of it's free. You don't have to go to a personal trainer. Some person who's trying to make a name for themselves on YouTube is putting every single thing you gotta fucking know on there.
Yeah.
You don't know how to fucking cook? Look it up!
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Go to a Barnes & Noble, you don't even have to fucking buy the book. Take a fucking picture. Most of them are one page. Take a fucking picture of the recipe book.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? It really isn't that hard. And to try to misconstrue this idea of, oh, it's okay to be fat, I should be accepted for who I am. No. What happened to calling it as it is?
Yeah.
You're obese. You are unhealthy.
Yeah.
If you accept that and you don't give a fuck about how you look or how long you live or eating healthy, all right. Okay. But don't throw it in my face, man. Don't do that. Don't then turn around and try to force me to accept that because I know that that's not okay. And it's not. It really isn't.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Regardless.
That sums it up.
That
literally summed it up. That was a perfect ending to the whole discussion. I mean, that sums it up right there. And if you don't understand that, if that doesn't get to you, well, go fuck yourself.
Go hit the gym, you fat fuck. Yeah, regardless, fuck you. It is now time to go from the deep.
We have two comments.
These
actually made me chuckle. Number one from your mother.
Yeah.
What's up with that? I was dead.
Shout out my mom's. Sorry about that one.
Number two.
She has recovered from COVID. She got it really bad.
Well, it's good. No, I remember. Yeah, you said that's good.
But she's recovered.
As with most average sicknesses, people do recover.
I was scared though because she's one of the higher risk people. She has rheumatoid arthritis.
And clearly she's okay. Right?
She's triple vaxxed though. Could play a factor into it. If she wasn't vaxxed and she got hit, she got triple vaxxed, dude, and she got hit that hard. Could you imagine if she wasn't vaccinated? Yeah, because if she didn't get vaxxed,
it would be much more mild.
What? Yeah, okay. This fucking guy, he's just trolling right now. Right.
And then the last comment, Andrea at _Andrea Oliveira. Oh, God.
Hmm.
I feel like that's the reaction of most of the women who saw
the thumbnail. You know who our fan base is for women? It's four people. It's my mom, my girlfriend, Sam, and your girlfriend.
Yeah, well, we know those are two of the reactions. But I could assure you that Christina reacted.
She was not happy.
She did not agree with many of the points that I made. Actually, like this it's a shame we didn't do it today. But she does want to come on and have a discussion. I'm warning you. That
it will be happen. Heat.
Just to give you a preview, we had an hour-long phone call debating this. Hour-long phone call. Wait, let me see if I could find the exact time.
For my side, Andrea was okay with what I was saying. She actually appreciated that at some point during the episode I commented on my wrongs and my issues. But Paul unfortunately got the short end of the stick, clearly. However, he was...
1 hour and 12 minutes.
There you go.
11:13 p.m.
He was the main instigator, so it kind of... No,
because I go to her and I go, oh, Andrea wasn't mad at Caruso, right? And she goes, yeah, because he wasn't the main instigator of the whole fucking thing. Yeah. Like you were, because clearly, like, I was... I mean, I'll tell you this. She comes on. We didn't come to... We calmed down, but I don't think we came to, like, a full agreement.
Well, you're not going to agree on that. She feels... That's my whole thing, though. You feel a certain way, she feels a certain way, disagree.
No, but it was, like, the problem was, like, it was just, like, the way I analyzed statistics she called ignorant, and the way that she didn't take that into account, I was, like, then you're not analyzing this stuff correctly. It will get it, whatever. It was just a heated debate, but... Clearly, that episode was a fan favorite, we can call it.
Yeah, it's been definitely more views than we have been getting recently. We do, but I have noticed whenever we have guests, we have more views. I have noticed that.
So what, Caden got his boys to listen to it?
Probably, that's what I'm saying.
I think it had to do with the Tate thing, though, for this one. The thumbnail got it.
Yeah, he's popular.
You know, nowadays, that's it, on trend. So maybe we should stick to on-trend things more. But regardless, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We'll be back next week with a bottle of fucking Jack Daniels. The day that I dread
most. Fuck!
Not something we're looking forward to, but something you should look forward to, because we're probably going to get ripped, and it's going to be a fucking good time.
If you guys have any ideas for what you want us to talk about on the finale... Put them in the comments of this episode's Instagram post. And we'll see you next week.
Hey.
At 2D Podcast.
Hey.